see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yes. And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show. And welcome. Yeah, I've been doing this now for, gosh, I don't know, 5 years now? 5 years. Complete change of occupation, if you want to call it that. From anti-terrorism to radio broadcasting. Go figure. Yeah, I got tired of seeing the tricks and decided to report on them. Because I saw that was the best way to handle it. I used to teach and train law enforcement, military, government security, etc. State Department, DOS, Department of State, Department of Energy, different places. Overseas, Kuwait, Kosovo, Yugoslavia, Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, Congo, etc. I've been those places. Anti-terrorism for the whole way. It came as a shock to find out it's all pre-planned and orchestrated. I mean, I would train about cells and law in as terrorism. Now, one cell would not know the connection to the next cell of terrorists and etc. Not knowing the CIA, FBI, KGB, whatever you want to call them, it don't make one lick of difference. Which they all work together in a mixed bag of a conspiracy that's worldwide. Controlled by the Vatican. Fact. Vatican controlled by an Italian Illuminati group called the Romans. It goes back to the days of Jesus. Literally, the pharaohs. It's not a history lesson. pharaohs are bloodline to the Queen Elizabeth Merovingian bloodline. They're bloodline to the pharaohs of Egypt. Oh, when I research, I go right down to the nitty gritty, right down to the as far as close to the molecules I can get. This is a vast conspiracy of immense proportions. It's not just about Ferguson. Ferguson is nothing but one nut on the tree. I like to talk about the roots of the tree. A nut falling off the tree doesn't solve anything at all. It just confuses people. Does it have an effect? Yes. If you're standing underneath a tree and get hit by a nut, sure it's had an effect. There's a little pop knot on your head. Maybe a nut on the tree, but it made a point. That's about all. And I can't narrow myself down to just talk about Ferguson, Brown, or whoever. There's a slight mention of moving on, because there's a bigger picture going on today. The proportions, if you haven't studied this, that is absolutely mind-boggling. And being lazy and not researching is not an excuse, because they're counting on that. They're counting on you seeing how vast this conspiracy really is and just giving up. I don't just give up. Well, I'm dead dog determined to get to the bottom of something. I'm going to do it one way or the other. Well, be careful what you wish for. You might get it, because this conspiracy is incredible. So, what's my point? I don't know. My point is I try to break this down very quickly. Each segment of a 2-hour segment every day. And once you break it down, it's like this. We're going to see Oz. We're going down the Yellow Brick Road. And our hearts are pounding, and we're like, we're going to get this, and what happens if this, that, and the other? And we go through the woods, and we go through this, and that, and the other. And there it is, Emerald City, right down there. So you get there to Oz, and you go through the rigmarole of getting through, and you get through. Psst, we're in. And you go inside, and you get shoved in this big old chamber, and it's like, Oz, and you're like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have come here. This is scary. And then you have this little old stupid dog that goes over, and little Toto, you know. And Toto pulls back the curtain. You see, it's a squatty little fat man with a bald head, and he's rigging little levers, and there is your Oz. A scared little fat man that is more scared of you than you are of him. And all he has is a big old devices and whatever to make himself look bigger. Once you break down the conspiracy and you get to the bottom of it, you start to see that they're just not so powerful. Well, don't start thinking mankind's going to solve this. He's not going to do it. That's where people get lost. They think, well, man's going to solve this. He ain't going to solve this. This is a supernatural war that you're in. There's no way around it. They're trying to take away that edge, as I will show you today, among other things. They're trying to take away, not the religious edge. Religion is baloney. Jesus Christ is not about religion at all. Religion, including Christianity, religion, philosophy, were designed to hide Jesus Christ. It's not about religion.
The more you learn about your insurance...
Okay, I don't know what that is and where that came from. Okay, hold on a second.
When you're really only covered for
where'd that come from?
Dr. Farmer's...
Anyway, amazing how things pop up, isn't it? Out of nowhere... That was a surprise. No, I'm not running a commercial, neither. So, family, all this that's going on was kind of like, okay, great timing. Like that commercial. I'm getting into it, and all of a sudden there comes a distraction out of nowhere. That's what these Fergusons are all about, and Bundy Ranch, and all this stuff they're throwing at you. Let no crisis go to waste. Didn't that terrorist, Rahm Emanuel from Chicago, say something like that? His father was a terrorist, anyway. Didn't he say something like that himself? Let no crisis go to waste? This is what reality is today. And they lose. And there's nothing they can do. How do they lose? It's not by mankind. It's a supernatural war. The supernatural will take the lead. Whether people believe it or not, it don't matter. It is the reality. I'm going to give you headlines today, show you how they fit in. And I'm going to talk about this conspiracy and what it really is. We're going to pull back the curtain about this conspiracy, dissect it to a certain extent. I'll do that today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Won't be live. Hopefully I'll be live, but it broadcast won't be live. And then, of course, Saturday, Sunday, and then back live again Monday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not live. And then Monday, back live. So Monday, Tuesday will be live. If you haven't guessed it right now, I'm live right now. There you go. I have attitude today, I guess, don't I? So I'm putting the broadcast together as we speak right now. It's kind of how I'm used to doing things nowadays. It's doing as I said. Family, I want to break this down for you today. Because once you break it down and you see where it's headed, then you start accounting for your support. Where you get your support from, you see. And what weapons do you have? What chance do you have? If you look at it from a secular point of view, man, you don't have a chance. But you see, you're not the one being placated. The Illuminati, the royal families, the secret societies, family, they're being placated right to their destruction. It's a supernatural war that we're dealing with here. And the secular will not destroy the supernatural. But God is in control. He's in control of everything and allows certain things to happen in accordance with how his children, individually and as a group, come to him. Ask the Israelites that, the Jews, the Israelites, back in the day. Tumultuous. They were chosen people back in those days, Hebrews. They denied him twice. Tribes of Jacob, they all scattered all over the face of the earth except for two tribes. They fought for 200 years. Talking about family squabbles. Oh. Then they rejected him again when he came in Jerusalem. 3 years they rejected him. Even disciples rejected him. As they've seen all of the miracles he performed while on this earth. They still rejected him. They had to take him to come back from the dead for them to believe him. And Thomas, of course, hard-headed Thomas, of course. What's it got to do with Thomas? Everybody's Thomas is hard-headed. But Thomas didn't believe any of them when they said, all of them said, we saw him. He was here. I'm not going to believe a word of it till I see him. And put my fingers in his holes, his hand, and his feet, and in his side. Then I might believe. Be careful what you wish for. Because exactly what happened. Converted even Thomas, who was stubborn and hard-headed. And you see, they all played up to him to the day before they're going to take him to the cross, when they announced it, they said, oh, I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't have no idea who that is. No, 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 no. Sometimes that's how it is today. Satan is prince of this world for right now. Someone asked me here, is this a current or rerun? This is current right now. Today I'm live. I'm live today. Today, 22nd of December. I'm live. But I got some interesting news for you today. And let's get with it. Lord, thank you today. Coming today, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Dedicate this program as we do every day, Father, in your service. Father, I'm your servant. I dedicate my life. I dedicate my work. Father, that this program will wake people up. Father, I pray, too, we bring in all together those, and you hear, you see in their hearts, and you hear their prayers now. You know everyone's life and what they need before they even ask. But, Father, they're praying now, Father, that hear their own prayers as you hear mine. Father, I lift up to you this program, that, Father, it be in your service. Expose the wiles of the devil, exactly. Lord, to lay before him those efforts he makes to deceive your children from the truth. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. We pray for an awakening of each and every watchman to come out. Holy Spirit will touch their hearts. And, Father, give them courage that they can speak out the truth. Give them the opportunities that they may be able to speak, to influence and expose the lies of all those others that tell lies. Father, this is not for self-gain. This is, Father, in your service. Father, we do pray for wisdom and discernment past the deception that we've received on a regular basis, that, Father, you give us that Holy Spirit deception, perception to see through the deception, the wisdom discernment. We can see truth through the darkness. We pray, Father, for our brethren, our brothers and sisters. We pray for those, we pray for Corey, Lord, for the loss. And, Father, to bring these families together. We pray for Brandy, Lord, for protection, to finish her life, to finish and get things started, that, Father, for a new direction, to keep her free from any influence from outside that's trying to keep her back. Father, we pray with the blood of Jesus around her, for the comfort of Corey in this time of need too. For the others too, Father, we pray. We ask, Father, for the prayers to be answered, if it be thy will. Father, we pray for our opening of opportunities for those, Father, that are watchmen, to be able to preach the truth. We pray, Father, you'll touch these churches, synagogues and the cathedrals, that out of those will be whistleblowers to tell the truth, to pull away from the government controls of the churches, and to speak the whole truth to the congregations about the coming deception, the fake Jesus, the fake world wars that they're coming up with, and the fake tribulations that they're trying to conjure up. Father, you'll give us that, foster that patience. Give us that knowledge and wisdom. And Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, your holy word, that keeps us in guide and keeps us in line. We pray for the support, for protection, for escape of those children that are being captured and abducted and are maintained, Father, that of this evil, the Wiccan, the Satanists and all the like, that, Father, they'll lose control. And some of these children, Father, can be released. Or, Father, you protect them. Or bring your spirit home to you. Father, we call for comfort to those families that's missing children. We pray, Father, that spirit, that evil spirit of suicide be taken away. Opportunities be put out there. Divine appointments to discourage anyone thinking about suicide. Lord, that you show the love of Jesus through the Holy Spirit with divine appointments to redirect the thinking. And render effective, null and void of these psychotropic drugs that's being put in children, in veterans, and all the others. Father, it's being an attack on your family. Father, we need supernatural help. And all these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I've learned to strip away on my own. Y'all can do what you want to do. But someone comes up to me and say, I have a Nobel Peace Prize. For me, now that I know what that's all about, I'm going to say, well, so what? I found a toy in a Cracker Jacks box. I don't give a hoot about your Nobel Peace Prize. Because they give it away like a dime a dozen. They give away these awards and so forth to their minions. Literally, this can be proven. Your Rhodes Scholars, family, they take a blood oath that would just curl your hair. You didn't know that, did you, some of you? That's the truth. So these so-called awards mean zip. It's to make you ooh and wah, wow. Now, what I'm telling you is the truth. So you'll believe what they tell you. So when they tell you about this, the events, their analysis of it on TV or wherever, that you'll believe them. Why? Well, must be telling the truth because he's a Rhodes Scholar. Or he got some foundation order. He's got a degree from Harvard. Family, that doesn't mean a squat. Because all colleges and universities, literally, no exception, with quotes, with dates, and names I can give you, confirm every college, every university in America today, literally, is a school of humanism and Marxism, with its preachment and control, the secret societies. The Rockefellers own Harvard. From the donations. Any so-called professor out of Harvard, Yale, Princeton, MIT, it'll make one lick of difference, that preaches against humanism and starts coming up with the right words toward God or toward the truth to expose humanism, expose Marxism as being practiced in the schools today, will be fired before he even gets done the end of the day. They have a Marxist resident scholar in every college, every university that watches over the curriculum and the teaching to make sure each and every professor follows this direction. And the same thing is done for the churches that are 501c3 or connected to the National Council of Churches. Freemasons are always a part of some council committee. City Council, City Commissioner. To make sure. Why? Because they're in fear. Now, the way they control is by fear, death. Wars are pre-planned. And there's a helter-skelter coming. to this country. The helter-skelter they have planned. It's been planned for decades and decades and decades. It's to justify martial law and the institution of a federal law enforcement corporation. A national police force, if you will. And it's not Obama's baby child at all. If ever goes back to Hitler. Billy Bob Clinton talked about it in 1990. It's a strategy they always plan for. To make a national police force. A national government called the North American Union. And they're coming up now, finally, once again, with a national ID card. It's making us de-butt. It's de-butt. Yeah, from the South, y'all. They're bringing it out again. Helter Skelter amid a perfect storm is on its way. This Helter Skelter, now I do say things that some of y'all think, oh, this is crazy. But I'm very comfortable in saying it. Not because I'm crazy, but because I have evidence. If I have an opinion, it's based on a preponderance of evidence. And I'll say this is my opinion based on the following bits of evidence. You make up your own mind. Or if I got it substantiated, I'll come out with it. You need to know just how close this is coming. Let me give you an example here. Now, this actually surprised me, to tell you the truth. This is surprising. In Florida, for example, in December, there's a meeting in Lake Worth City, Florida. Y'all need to hear this. And in this meeting of commission meeting, city commission meeting, they have an invocation and they have a pledge of allegiance. Well, that should be unremarkable. How easy is that? Well, this is not isolated. You have certain members, I'm counting them, I'm looking at it, and I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 certain members. When they get ready to do the invocation, now listen, when they get ready to do the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, about 5 get up and leave, well maybe 4, 4 or so, get up and leave the city commission sitting down and go into another room while the vice mayor or whatever gives the invocation. There's a split there, as you can see it. You'll hear it. I'll see it. And then they'll say, duly noted. Means he says, I note that you're leaving while I'm giving invocation. Duly noted. Very sinister. In a city commission meeting in Lake Worth City, Florida, the 2nd of December, about 20 days ago, less than 3 weeks ago. All right, that being said, now you all listen to what's being said at this city commission's meeting as an invocation. Here we go.
Priolo?
Here.
Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell?
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McBoy?
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso?
Here.
Commissioner John Zerbe?
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
There goes one out the door. There goes two out the door. There goes 3 out the door. There goes 4 out the door. And there's 5 out the door, leaving 4 commissioners standing there. Here we go.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great god of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what? Thank you, Council.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
Yes, at this time, staff would like to believe.
That's for real. It's not a play, not a movie, not put on. It was real. And they all came back in that left. They came back in at the moment that they started doing the Pledge of Allegiance to the corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. They all came back in that left, came back in. But they weren't going to go through the invocation to Satan. It's where the country's headed. And you think God's going to bless that? You got to be joking me. If they're not afraid of Jesus Christ, why even pray like that? They don't believe in Jesus Christ, why even bring it up? Why even bring him up? Now, let me show you something here. Well, I can't show you, I'll tell you. I know from the own textbook of the Illuminati, which I have a copy of right here, that people don't realize is Signs, this IGNS of Christ by Harold Balliaz, published 1977. See, they still have to publish their books. They've still got to put out their knowledge so others like them can study and read. They're counting on you not being educated enough, not knowing where their sources are, so they can operate at the same time while you don't pay any attention. You understand? It's not like you got to have a certain piece of paper, permission to get one of their books. They still got to put it out for their people to watch, to read it on a regular basis, which freely can be obtained. So their people can be in the millions, can be educated, and get the books when they want to. Except the trick is, they know which books to go after. They know the codes and how it's written down. That's why God says for us to study ourselves approved. To know the wiles of the devil. To be able to see through the deception. If you don't, these things like Ferguson and other events of dialectic that they present to you will keep you all batting against the walls, going around in circles, chasing your butts, not knowing a bigger picture. In their planning process, taken from their documents, A great new movement is proceeding, quote, and a tremendous increase in interplay and interaction is taking place. This will go until A.D. 2025. During the years intervening between now, 1977, and then, very great changes will be seen taking place at the great assembly of the hierarchy, that's the fallen angels family, held as usual every century in 2025. The date of all probability is adjustable, will be set for the first stage of the externalization of the hierarchy, the stage of the forerunner. You can see, therefore, quote, that Chohans and masters, initiates, world disciples, disciples and aspirants affiliated with the hierarchy, fallen angels, are all at the same time passing through a cycle of great activity, unquote. What does all that mess mean? What it means is the externalization of the hierarchy given by Alice Bailey in 1949 was a preparation for the fallen angels to come onto this world to the great war that's coming, not the one they're trying to get you to believe is now, but the great war, enough death that they'll be able to absorb the energy to create bodies that they will manifest with, as they've done in every war. But they're going to have you to believe that they're aliens from other planets. I'm dead serious about that. And they're not. There's no such thing as aliens from other planets. These are fallen angels. It goes back to the days of Noah and before. And the days after, the fallen angels came out of the second heaven to the first heaven, which is earth. Once again, intermingled with the daughters of man, created Nephilim. Manipulation and evolution guided by them through DNA sequencing gave us the Merovingian bloodline and interplay with the tribe of Dan that was exiled from the tribes of Jacob. In addition to Egyptians and the pharaohs that are hybrids that later migrated to Europe to become the royal families we're dealing with today. Hybrids. All of them that are kings and queens. Or they would not be kings and queens if they were not. If they marry outside the family or decide to get away, they will die. And if they have offspring outside the Illuminati, that offspring must be eradicated. Now, to keep you under control, they create events that take place called the dialectic. They present you the problem. They have the solution. They present you the problem. You have a reaction. They already anticipate that reaction. If it doesn't happen, they guide it that way. And they have the solution already planned out. Helter Skelter has been planned since even before Charles Manson. Helter Skelter is your allowance and your their plan to allow the subversives, the criminals, to have their day in Halloween. This is not TV movies. They put it in the TV and they put it in the movies. So if I talk about it, you say, well, you saw that in the movies. No, I did not. This is planned. It's been planned for almost generations. It's an ace in the hole for them, they think. It's an ace, they believe. The Helter Skelter is coming from releasing the felons in the population of all types. Islamic fundamentalists, fellows released out of prison for various reasons, excuses, eliminating with the promise of elation of the death penalty that inside the prison population they know it's coming. It's already starting to happen. They're showing, are they not showing recently that after 70 years a person set free because of errant judicial proceedings A 14-year-old boy was released after 70 years of being falsely accused, and I believe they're falsely accused on purpose, with a long-term plan of releasing them. And so you say, well, gosh, you know, the federal judicial system is not working. Well, let's just get rid of it. It's dangerous to kill for the death penalty to be executed and then be innocent. So let's get rid of it. And you go to that prayer I just let you hear, so what? Thor, all the key words are there. Did you know that when the false prophet, Sananda Emmanuel, I've been preaching about for years now, the real false prophet, the Pope is not the false prophet. Man, you got three boobs as popes. You've got three Jesuits. Jesuits are, in fact, murderers, are capable of murder, absolutely. That's your popes today, and they're Jesuits. Fact, not an opinion. Jesuits take this, look it up right now. Right now. You can find it. Go to the Jesuit Oath of Allegiance. It's a blood oath. It's an absolutely horrific that the Jesuits take. And the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Rhodes Scholars take also a very similar oath. There's a blood oath, like the Freemasons take. That's just like that meeting invocation you just heard in Lakeland, Lake Worth City, something, Florida. It's about Satan. Lower-level Masons don't know this. They do not know, because they're being lied to. Well, Helter Skelter that's coming is a means they're going to use by a network. They'll all be connected. Nationwide for sure, worldwide more than likely. Nationwide, absolutely. They're coming through the Mexican border. They're coming through the California in the ships. They're coming from Cuba and yeah. From Cuba, into Florida. From Canada inside. The Muslims, as was planned 30, 40 years ago, have a safe haven in Dearborn and Detroit, Michigan. So they had to kill the industry there in Detroit and Dearborn, destroy the industry there to drive out those that are working in the automobile industry to other places, to make the property value low, put it in disarray. I don't want to go to Detroit. No, I want to move out. That's what they want. Why? Because you will find today a massive, massive population of Islamic fundamentalists in Dearborn and Detroit, and it's by design. So they'll have a place to consolidate when they come across the border down in Texas, Mexico, and Arizona. They'll have their little turban head butts right straight up to Dearborn. And these are trained terrorists. Our own CIA. Guantanamo is a college. Our Marines were used not knowing that they were setting up the terrorists that they're going to be used against them later. CIA knows all about it. Having our young troops thinking they're all evil and they're Muslim terrorists and all that, which they were, and then to do horrific things to them, brainwashing, ticking them off. So when they come through the border of Mexico, they are highly peeved. And by the time they get to Dearborn, and your anti-Arab, anti-terrorist, and Muslim rhetoric going on in America just fuels the fire, they can't wait to be released. The felons can't wait for the murder, rape, and mayhem of Helter Skelter. But not yet. Well, I've been reading all since last week about Obama releasing, you know, so many tens of thousands of immigrants into the country that are felons, can't hold them. That's what it's all about. Look right now, in California, back in 2006, 2007, you will find where they planned on releasing 50,000 felons out of the California penal institutions of California under the budget cuts. It's a lie. 2006, look it up. Check it out. 50,000. And on the East Coast, releasing about the same number for the same reasons in about four or five different states. They get jobs in police departments, private security, awaiting the day that they'll change their uniform into a National Police Force uniform. Little by little, they reduce the effectiveness of the law enforcement today for obvious reasons. Freemason cops don't know. They're working against themselves. They have no idea. The good cops are being targeted. Now we're getting there. I've talked about this for 5 years. I've got studies with tape marks to prove it. People thought I was crazy. Thought I was nuts. That's never going to happen in America. I said, really? You watch. Because I know what these suckers are up to. Right now, the two killed in New York, one killed in Florida, and the guy shooting down in Georgia is just testing. It's like when I come on the show, I go, test, 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 test. That's all that's about. The Bloods, the Crips, others are all planned. They're in various gated communities. They have houses. They picked their targets already. They know where they're going to go. Gated communities are connected. They've got houses they've rented. You'll find them riding their bicycles sometimes and driving their cars with the hoods on and all that sort of thing. They've already scoped out the places they're going to hit. Flash mobs, although cute, with the violin flash mob, a Christmas carol flash mob. It goes back several years ago when it first started happening. Family, the reason they've done that, I'm sorry to tell you, but was to practice the helter-skelter. So when they practice the recall methodology of how they're going to do it, they've used these flash mobs as a model. Do you understand this? I predicted this years ago, and sure enough, in the past 6 months, they've had flash mobs, not Christmas caroling or cute little things they're doing, but this time robbing stores. And then come in and gone. Those are practice. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they're setting up the street gangs, waiting for the day when they can have a day of violence and nobody will bother them, because you won't have police. The police you've lost respect for obvious reasons. You have good cops out there. Good cops, as if they could hear me, watch your back from your fellow cops. If he's a Freemason, you cannot trust him. He's taken a blood oath that you've not taken. You good cops out there that you know that a couple of the cops that came into your precinct or your department have real shady past, now you know why. And they're watching the good cops, and they're going to start targeting the good cops. I've told people about this for years. Tom, you're crazy. There's no way they're going to do that to each other. I said, yes, they are. Well, here's the rub. The rub is, what they're not telling the street gangs, what they're not telling the felons that's going to be in this helter-skelter, is there going to be a grand double cross? They don't know that yet. Because they see right now the military, National Guards, is the only thing protecting America. So not worried about them. They see the police departments are being pretty much defanged, disrespected. So not worried about the police either. There's not enough. But what they don't know is that once they launch this helter-skelter, there's millions of UN troops already here, and they can't wait to be released from deep underground military bases. that's already been here since 1990s. It's been set up since 1970s, starting with a treaty signed by Carter, allowing the Chinese to eventually move into Panama Canal. Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that. Later in the 90s, about 15 years later, give or take, his running partner, moonshine running, drug dealing, murdering Billy Bob Clinton, Long Beach Naval Base was going to be given to the Chinese. Instead, they leased it to them. Either way, they're using it through Costco, Industrial Enterprise. You know Costco, don't you? That's how they're bringing the military equipment and personnel through Long Beach Naval Base in California. Through Panama Canal to Mexico, the base is a Chinese built, coming through the border that's now porous. Now you know why it's being porous all along. That's the reason. To allow them to come through Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, into Southwest and position themselves for an invasion that's already happened. Why? Because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of your prayers. They're afraid of how you can bond together as a country. That's why Yamamoto didn't continue the third wave. He was supposed to have taken over Hawaii. And then invaded California. Pretty much unopposed. You're like, what? And Hitler, in the sixth phase of World War II, which didn't happen, the sixth phase has worked out, listen to me now, has worked out in the six phases of World War II, in a helter-skelter, has worked out by partners in crime, Hitler, Churchill, FDR. FDR and Churchill and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in 1920s. Y'all getting the picture? I got quotes about how FDR was going to declare a national disaster, martial law in America. Did you know, prior to 1940, when our black schools and the white schools later, and then all the schools, as I did in progression, were saying the allegiance, America, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, it was Heil Hitler's sign, called the Bellamy Salute. That was a preparation of the sixth phase of World War II. It didn't happen. We're in preparation of Heil Hitler, a socialist salute to the American flag at the black schools first and then the white schools second and all the schools. I've got pictures. I've got pictures. So you extend the right hand out, palm down. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. And then, when it didn't work out, and the fifth and sixth phase of World War II did not go to fruition, they changed it from the hand extended out, palm down, like Heil Hitler said in the Pledge of Allegiance, to a second-degree Mason sign of fidelity, which is the right hand on the left breast. And that's why you have it today that way. It had to change it. Because Hitler got turned over to power lust. Yamamoto failed to attack the third wave and take complete control of Pearl Harbor. They even moved out the aircraft carrier so he could do that. But someone else got smart. There's another story there too, by the way. Because it was guided by two evil forces that were opposed to each other. You have the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, who see themselves as righteous, and they're absolutely not. You have the American Illuminati. You have a synergy and a fight among titans, if you will, about who's going to be the big honcho in this Luciferian agenda. None of them are good, not one. Each one thinks they're righteous, not a one of them is. Knights Templar control the money, not the Jews. The Jews is a fall guy. Knights Templar control the money of the world, money in America. Knights Templar for the Knights of Malta, not the Jews. Jews are the fall guys. The Jews are the... And they're willingly the fall guys. Family, this is what it really is. So now to get your attention and get you under control, because they can't make a mistake, or they'll have to wait another century to try this again. Has to do with the skies, has to do with the portals opening, has to do with them being blessed by Satan. That's why you see this happening in commission invocations and the schools, the colleges, and the military taken over by Satanists. Family, we're talking admirals, colonels, generals, the brief accounts of foreign relations. They are not patriots. They are liars. Boykin is one. Wesley Clark is another. These are Rhodes Scholars and Knights of Malta, and they lie. They take blood oaths against you, pretending to be patriots, and they're far, far from it. Evidence? Right now, look up the oath for the Knights of Malta. Second, look up Jerry Boykin and look up Rick Joyner under the Knights of Malta membership. Then look up the Knights of Malta memberships of past memberships. Leon Panetta's one. Leonard Horowitz. Most all of our presidents are either Freemasons or Knights of Malta. Skull and Bones. Every single one of them. Founding fathers, I read you the other day, how many of them were Freemasons. They were not benevolent. They had an ill-conceived plan of America being the New Atlantis, a North American Union under Lucifer. They always had that plan. Helter Skelter, 1776. Helter Skelter, 1860. Helter Skelter, Wounded Knee. It's always been violence to control. Well, the big cookie's coming. And God will allow it. When you got commission meetings like I just let you all hear, when you got all schools and churches controlled by humanists under the guise of being by God and under for God, but it's not at all. 21 December 2014, two police officers were executed in New York City by a lone gunman. I submit to you, MK Ultra. It's on Saturday. He's reported exacting revenge of deaths of two black men by police, one from Ferguson, the other from Staten Island. The bold execution of two uniformed officers sitting in a police car in broad daylight in the city has one of the most oppressive gun control laws in the nation. Well, it's destined to quickly become one of a series of seminal events in our nation's history. You got FBI investigations of black prison gangs going on. You got the Aryan Nation that's organized in the prisons today. You got Charles Manson that's controlling the whites since the past decades plus. He's had many cell phones removed, cell phones returned. He's a coordinator. His indoctrination, his invocation, his possession and channeling began with Sharon Tate murders, was his satanic sacrifice to give him this power of being channeled to set these things up. You understand this? Two police officers executed in cold blood. It's not about the deaths of two black men during sequential encounters. This is already set up a long time ago. You notice today the articles, white cop kills black teenager or whatever, they are now putting the race indicators on the titles of the articles. They're making sure we are at odds with each other. Most people are not just thinking big enough, refusing to see how the citizens of our nation have been. We're continually being manipulated by the Hegelian dialectic, psychologically. You let the news guide us. Our passions and lusts, or worse yet, lack of knowledge of this conspiracy. We've been carefully programmed since school, first grade, literally, into a planned state of chaos is coming. We're about to be caught in what some people refer to as a perfect storm, created by the global power brokers that began a long time ago. Helter Skelter. Was that not a song made up by the Beatles? Ironically enough, this song perpetrated by the Manson family murders, the words Helter Skelter was written in the blood of one of the victims on the homicides that gripped Los Angeles in August of 1969. And this song, particularly in the mind of Charles Manson and his disciples, is talking about the apocalyptic race war between blacks and whites in the United States. This was planned in the year 400. Tom, you made a mistake. No, I didn't. You put the culture in bondage. When you put a culture in bondage, they're subjugated. They lack self-respect. They're beaten. That's what we did to the blacks, you white people out there. I'm Scotch-Irish. I'm white boy. But our Bible Belt ancestors beat, raped, murdered a culture of people beginning 1613. And it reached a high pitch in 1711 by another black expert from the Indies by the name of Willie Lynch, contracted by the Rothschilds to train your white slave owners of the South how to be better slave owners. Manipulate DNA. In other words, pick out the studs and kill the rest. And that's what they did. Sorry, that's what happened. I call it like I see it and like it happened. It's going to come time to pay the piper. Because we've not followed 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the answer. But people seem to fail to realize that. The Jews failed to realize it. Look what happened to them. Twice. Jerusalem was finally destroyed. Brick by brick, piece by piece in 70 AD. And before that, the 12 tribes were disbanded. 10 just disappeared. We know where they know where they are. That's another story. But they were enslaved, separated, divided. Israel and Judea fought each other for 200 years. God's word was never delivered like it's supposed to be. And when they rejected Jesus the second time that they had opportunity to fix what they had screwed up, messed up during the days of Jacob, Daniel's 70th week of the tribulations and judgment was stopped. Didn't happen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. America can just sit by and watch if we were to do that with the world just going by. But when you got prayers of invocation to Satan at city council commission meetings like that, and you've got colleges that are led by Satan, when you got a helter-skelter being let loose upon America, when you've got same-sex marriages being a part of the law now, child euthanasia being worked up for children to kill themselves legally, Oregon and Texas is happening. It's going to happen. Drugs being legalized and people wanting it. They do studies to find out that the population would agree with child euthanasia. It's becoming to be familiar. You think God's going to bless that? You got to be kidding me, y'all. And the violence going on today, we're heading down a path of helter-skelter that God will allow. When you got the CIA bringing the drugs in, giving it to the mafia that work together, you got a big problem. When you got all the presidents that have perpetrated the false flags, lied to the American people, and worked for the Vatican and worked for the Illuminati, you got a serious problem. God has been so patient, you can't even believe it. Helter Skelter is coming. Everybody's going to buy guns. I believe in home protection. Oh, yeah, you know. Freeze-dried food. Get your gold and put it in your house. Take your money out of the bank and put it, where are you going to put it? And what are you going to do with a piece of paper? Anyway. Everybody going, you know, there's a weapon. Before Christmas, it was not Christmas yet, but several in November, when they had Black Friday or whatever it is, you know that one weapon, Walmart reported, a weapon was sold every 3 seconds. I think Yamamoto had a good reason not to come to California. But see, the idea was we'd be in a military dictatorship in the United States by the time Yamamoto hit California, and that Hitler was going into the Nova Scotia and going through Ontario, and with his forces, mechanized forces, hit straight down south in the middle of the United States and split it in half. That was the plan. You say, well, man, he got into a bee's nest if he did that. Uh-uh. Because FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in a quote, which I'm not going to read now, confirmed that secretly they'd plan a military dictatorship of the U.S. government. We'd been under dictatorship. Already. They miscalculated. This is planned in the 1920s to take place by 1945. Hitler is supposed to lead. He's the Antichrist. But it didn't happen. So he wasn't the real one. Their phase 5 and phase 6 of World War II failed. See, God's in control. Oh, yeah, that was supposed to have happened. So it wouldn't have been such an opposed intervention in America at all. It'd been dictatorship. Hitler would have taken over. Yamamoto in the East, instead of Yamamoto, Japanese, guess who it is today? The Chinese. And guess who helped him? Carter and Clinton. Look up Chinagate. That's why Japan's on their, shall I say, garbage list. Because Japan has not been very convenient for Illuminati. Been taking some hits lately, and that's why. I look at a bigger picture. Before Fukushima, Japan was number 3 economic. They definitely aren't there now. Say the least. Now you know why. The real reason why. China stepped up to the plate. Y'all see the helter-skelter that's in the plans? Little by little. Now we're friendly with Cuba, right? So you got Chinese military and Russian military down in Cuba. And Guatemala. Watch Puerto Rico. Keep your eyes on it. You got Chinese in Venezuela. Colombia, Ecuador, they're not talking about. Helter Skelter. So here's my point about home protection. That's great. Uh-huh. Yeah. And all the shows say, you know, go buy your weapons and get freeze-dried food and get enough food for this, that, and how many Americans do you think are hearing that? How many Americans do you think really know how to shoot a weapon? How many Americans in their daily activity have more violence on TV than they've ever seen in their entire life? Oh, you have exceptions, of course, the big cities and all that, but the average American in Nebraska cornfield or in some little podunk towns of Tennessee and North Carolina. One murder in 15 to 20 years, like, wow, did you, yeah, you're, oh, yeah. Was commonplace in Helter Skelter. You think they're ready for that? The Freemasons are going to be double-crossed. They're being placated. Your guns are going to run out of bullets if you're into the shooting thing. I've been a former U.S. Marine, and I can see it. But what people aren't telling you on these radio shows, and they're selling the freeze-dried food, making money off of it. Okay, fine, whatever. It's business. You know how it is. And then get your weapons, get your bug-out bag and all that. Where are you going to go? What cave are you going to find nobody else knows about? How many of y'all can live off the land? Really? And how many deer do you think are out there that you're going to skin and eat? And the ones that don't even know the first thing about it. How much fish do you think are out there to fish out? Oh, I've got seeds. I got backs and backs of seeds and so forth. Really? You're just going to go out there and plot and come out a little field like in the days of pioneering. They're going to let you see that? Uh-huh. Yeah, right on. Family, get close to God. You're going to run out of freeze-dried food. You're going to run out of ammunition when the day comes. You're going to see a day when one family will eat out of one can. Now, you can't believe that now with the cooking channels on today. You never think so. Family can change overnight. Now, I ain't here to scare you, none of that mess. I ain't selling nothing. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the only way. He's there eternally. Your weapon is there for as long as you've got bullets, and then it's no good after that. Your food's only there long enough to eat it all, and then what are you going to do then? There's only so many mice to go around, you know what I mean? And your cat's going to look mighty tasty later. Family, this country has no idea what Helter Skelter is going to bring to it. God's going to allow it to bring this country to its knees. So once and for all, you'll look to Him. That you should have done in the first place. I'm not going to get on the subject too much of Christmas. Christmas, Mass, is the death, Messiah, the death. Merry Christmas. Happy death to Christ is what that means. Every holiday is a pagan holiday. So turn it around on them. Turn it around. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. So what's Christmas supposed to be about? Nobody knows when he was born. They made it up. September, more than likely. But nobody knows. But it's a season of doing goodwill to each other and worshiping God, not Santa Fat Claus. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. He doesn't exist. There is no Santa Claus. If you ever looked up the evolution of old Santa Claus, it starts with Nimrod to Osiris, and it goes a whole like seven different evolutions of a Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus. Daddy? Yes, son. Is there a Santa Claus? Well, sure they are, Virginia. There's no Santa Claus. Sorry, there's not. Doesn't exist. There's a Jesus Christ? Yeah. He does exist. And there's a Satan. He exists too. Doing goodwill to people, you can do 24/7, 7 days a week. It's a season to love each other. It's a season to share. To worship Jesus, nobody else. You can turn it around on them. Back to Helter Skelter. You know, they had to change the thinking of a culture for decades to get us to this point without us even knowing about it. That's where the music came from. That's why the change from the big bands of the 1940s and 50s to the rebel groups. Do you know that Tavistock played, listen, the James Dean thing? Hey, babe, what's happening, honey? Yeah, baby. Come here on my cycle. And the street gangs, the colors and all that. That's Tavistock, family. For rebels. I'm rebel without a cause. Better find a cause, huh? Yeah, okay, well, anyway. Rebel without a cause. We're bullies, man. We got this jacket. You ain't got a jacket, man. You little puke. I kick sand in your face all day long. Come here, honey. Come on, get in my cycle. Honey, don't you like my bicycle? Shut up there, wiener. Yeah, you got it. Man, we're free. We do what we want. That's all started by Tavistock. The rebels. That was by design. Then they bring the music in. Tavistock planned the music, planned the clothing, planned to change the words. Hey, daddy, cool. To rebel, rebel against the previous, to set up the next stage, and we are there. Family, this is planned a behavior think tank in London called Tavistock, and they brought the Beatles. Elvis was Hindu. He started off as Christian. We like this guy. He'll be a change. Shake those hips, boy. Woo, yeah. The girls go crazy. A long way from Benny Goodman. So the music changed, didn't it? And I blew suede shoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, when I was a six-year-old, seven-year-old, I got pictures of me in front of the fireplace with a jacket on and a stupid-looking guitar. And I was a six-year-old Elvis Presley. Got him in the movies. Put him in the military. Get everybody to follow him. Then all of a sudden he disappears. Yeah, they got to him. He comes back. I'm falling in a trap. Okay. A different Elvis. The scarf. Remember the scarf? That's a Hindu practice. How about the Dalai Lama? What does the Dalai Lama do? Scarf over the head. It's a Hindu practice, family. The Beatles were not found in some deep, dark, dusty little old tavern and, oh, these guys are really good. No, they were cultivated at Tavistock. As John Todd, Illuminati, said, the words of the music control the population. The music, the instruments open up the minds of both sides. So therefore, insert the words, Helter Skelter. Or kill your parents. All these things go in your head, and you're not listening to kill your parents, but your subconscious is. We have been had. The drugs brought in by the CIA from South America, later from Vietnam, infused into the American system, helped start changing the culture by design. From where? Tavistock. Behavior think tank. Getting ready for that day. It was a test back in the 60s, was it not? Enslave a culture, the blacks. Give them freedom, Emancipation Proclamation. And then lead them, keep them subjugated until such time, still in bondage, until the time is right. So they can rise up against the subjugation of that dominating culture, white folk, to now cause division, and it did, but a great man realized what was going on, Martin Luther King. Malcolm X didn't like being jerked around and lied to. He went to Saudi Arabia and found out about the real Islam. Bobby Kennedy and JFK said, wait, we're going to dismantle the Illuminati because of the Kennedys. Our Illuminati family insiders. But he changed his heart. That's why the Pentagon and the Jesuits murdered four that would have stopped the New World Order. JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X were all murdered by the Illuminati. Now you know why. Firing on Kent State to see if the military would fire on American citizens and what would be the impact. The blacks and whites fighting each other to bring us under. It was too soon. The European Illuminati, Roman Illuminati, slowed down the process. People were not ready yet. It fizzled by 1965, 1968. Put on the shelf for a period of time. And we're back at it now. It's nothing but a replay of the 1960s. Bundy Ranch was testing the white folk against the white folk. What is the trigger? Patriotism. So you got Al Sharpton. Oh, where is this? Okay, let me go back to that. Al Sharpton, for example. Now, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm not on the white folk's side. I ain't on the black folk's side. I'm not Hispanic neither. I'm Scotch-Irish, but I follow Jesus. That's the only side I'm on. That's it. I'm done. Man, I'm not even a patriot. I work for Jesus. Jesus and Jesus alone. That's it. You understand? I'm proud of that. I'm a former U.S. Marine. But my oath, which I renounced any oath I ever took, my oath at that time was God, country, and core. Okay. God comes first. That's what it's supposed to be anyway. Rudy Illuminati member, secret society member, Rudy Giuliani, or whatever, accuses Obama and the black leaders of stroking anti-police hatred. Really? Stroking hatred, are they? Oh, they are. No, there's no doubt about that. There's no question they are. But hold on a minute. I see a little bit of hanky-panky going on. So we got, I'm probably massacring the name, Giuliani here, whatever his name is, Italian, something or another. So now Sharpton, who's a black man, by the way, another Boulay Society, secret society member, a stroke in hatred, right? Stirring up trouble, right? Well, now, I got a little old question here. Now, if that's not one-sided, we need to go both sides here now, y'all. To know the truth. There's something going on ain't quite right. Now, I'm going to jump on Helter Skelter here in a second. I'm laying groundwork, if y'all don't know that already. So they're blaming Al Sharpton and the rest of them for inciting riots and so forth, right? Well, can someone explain this to me?
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious, and he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I started telling friends for a long time, that no election is going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the crucial, most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the Republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak Initiative's own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Yes, Rudy Giuliani. 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 I got to practice that, you know. It's a southern way of saying Italian names. Giuliani. Let's throw on both sides. Let's be fair. How about that? Well, here's the rub. Boykin and Joyner are Knights of Malta. They're Knights of Malta, y'all. Whose side are they on? Al Sharpton is a Freemason. T.D. Jakes, Brazier. Billy Graham. Family, all these are working against you, pretending to be on your side. I'm telling you like it is. You think it's old? You think this is, I mean, this new part? You think it's just recent? No. Knights of Malta, Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giuffrida
another
as head
of
law
FEMA, Reagan,
the Federal Emergency Management
North.
Agency. Giuffrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giuffrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason, and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
That was brave of him back then in 1984. Rex 84 was a plan. Same thing for Nixon and General Cushman, a fellow Marine, General Cushman. Planning a military takeover of the U.S. government in 1972-1974. Goes back to the 1960s. Goes back to FDR in the six phases to take over America. Knights of Malta, Freemasons. Family, you all, you street gang members out there, you Freemasons out there, you black folk out there, you white folk out there, y'all being taken for a ride by the same secret societies, causing you all to fight each other. How come it hadn't happened? How come they failed every time? Plan to the next, to the next, to the next, yes. But they have not accomplished it yet. Because God is in control. Now, you start having too many more of these invocations, like I played you a little while ago. You have more states to allow sin, like homosexual marriages, to be legal. You start changing the laws of the land, going against God, His patience is going to run out. He's been patient with us for over 300 years. From the day we started, was a plan for this to happen. Helter Skelter is a dialectic that they're going to throw on to you. Most Americans believe at the time of the Manson murders were just insane cult persona and the artifact of a hippie generation that was created by Tavistock, by the way. And drug-addicted degenerates and all this and all that, but no, it's much easier to understand. It was horror. It was a satanic sacrifice setting up for what's happening today. They have to have a sacrifice of human blood and ritual to be indwelled and be able to be channeled with this knowledge of how to set this thing up. But instead, people think that all of us that talk about this as about a deeper plot were put to a timeout on a grassy knoll, or as some people put it, with other conspiracy wingnuts and won't listen. But if you understand the Marxist control origins of our education, science, military at the highest level, war's a racket. Major General Smedley D. Butler of the Marine Corps, 1933. Read it. War's a racket. Four decades or more for the Marxist progressives to keep the psychotropic experiments and drugs aglow. The program mass media keeping us all at odds with each other and dumbed down. This grand game of the globalists, as some people put it, and Bill Cooper talked about this. People don't connect the dots. Even the cops, the smart guys, they don't understand. You're a conspiracy nut. You'll see the evidence? No, I got time. Okay. What people don't realize is how darkly evil that our governments worldwide are really. A dark, deceptive underbelly of the agenda is at play. People don't recognize the roles advancing the objective which has been captivated since May the 1st, 1776. Adam Weishaupt, who controlled Thomas Jefferson. Colonel Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. Nobody had to control FDR. He was evil anyway, as was Nixon, Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Bush, and hopefully not Bush. Well, all of them, except the ones they assassinated. Family, it's a grand game. Pawns in the game is what it's been. Obama is just another one of them, raised through the tactics of Saul Alinsky and McCloward-Priven's strategy of some sort has always been played. Family, they lose. You understand this? All this, and they will not succeed on the long term. How many people yell out there understand what Tavistock really is? I'm not going to give you the total details. You can find it out. T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K Institute controls all your colleges. Yeah, buddy. MIT, Heritage Foundation, man, you name it. CIA, man, Tavistock has his little fingers and knickers into everything. It's network heavily embedded within America. Y'all don't know that. Some of you do, maybe. It's a network that involves think tanks, non-governmental entities that are beholden to our own intelligence apparatus. And they're all connected. KGB, DGSG, all of them. I mean, you're not going to find one intelligence agency in any country, including the Arabic countries, that aren't working together. The CIA works with the Russians against our Vietnam veterans during the period of Vietnam. Our own State Department, for example, made sure that China remained communist by taking our own 7th Fleet and blockading the free Chinese of 500,000 men from invading communist China in 1950s to make sure they didn't, so China would remain communist. They ordered our 7th Fleet, in essence, working against their own troops in Korea. They ordered our own Navy against our own troops in Korea. How? By blockading any help and reinforcements to help them fight the Chinese and North Koreans. They caused our military to work against each other. And you don't think they're not doing it today? You bunch of lying Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. I'm going to tell you something right off the get-go. This is a fact, too. Unless you renounce your blood oath as Knights of Malta, I don't give a hoot how powerful you think you are. You wear a bunch of skid shorts, you got skid rows in your shorts just like everybody else does. Yeah, you do. You change your bloomers about every 2-3 days, don't you? So you're nothing more than human like the rest of us. I'm going to tell you something. Unless you renounce that blood oath you took as a Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Rhodes Scholar, unless you renounce it, your soul will end up in hell for eternity. And what about your family? If your family is born again, you'll never see your family for an eternity. You'll never see them in paradise. All the good deeds you've done is for zero, nothing. It's worked against you. If you haven't led your family to the Lord, you're taking your whole family to hell with you. Literally. I'm not angry. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Because the Bible says so. This helter-skelter is really difficult to understand, though, for some people. It's hard to fathom what it really means. And the part about Tavistock, you don't know in this layer of understanding about who's unwittingly participating that don't know that they're involved here. It's like a peeling of an onion. To understand the events of today, it's very imperative that you understand the whole truth of how we arrived here. Who brought us to this point in history as it really happened, not the lies you've been told in school. Helter Skelter is already in the news. Now, listen, you've got talk shows now bringing it up. I've been talking about this for 5 years. But the problem is, they're bringing it up for fear. So they can sell freeze-dried food, ammunition, and lies about, they're going to confiscate the gold. So buy gold for me and the family. I couldn't, on two of the broadcasting networks I was on before, they kept trying to prod me to sell gold. And I guess you get some kind of percentage out of selling it on your show. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sell the freeze-dried food. I couldn't sell the gold. I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I made up excuses, and I just ignored it, and I just didn't do it. I just wanted to broadcast, and I didn't want to get into all that financial jibber-jabber, because I know, as they did in 1933, they confiscated the gold. They make it illegal to sell. You can have all the gold you want, but when you can't sell it, you sure can't eat it. It's not good on your dentures. They're going to confiscate it. You can know where to do a thing with it. They're lying to you. Or they just don't know. So I couldn't sell it because I know what's going to happen in martial law. They'll control it. You'll be bartering with cans of sardines, maybe, but that's about it. Trading off ammunition, bartering points and all that, but family, it's going to get right down to helter-skelter. The Lord will be your salvation. It's critical to understand our spiral of self-destruction was crafted by a serving, evil, satanic cult of carnage with the diabolical objectives that go to the highest level of governments. But they will not succeed. They will not succeed on the long term. You got the CIA involved in drug smuggling, weapons running. Now you know why. They want them all here for Helter Skelter. And up in Sweden, same thing. Why do you think the Muslims are up there, the radical Muslims? Same thing in London. This is why they're having worldwide marches and all that, to show how worthless the governments are, to bring us to a crescendo of violence, and out of nowhere, you'll want peace, and they'll offer it to you under their conditions. And there are no good ones in government. They not one. Some of them are self-righteous, but they're not good at all. They've taken a blood oath against God. Knights Templar think they're protecting the royal bloodline of this, that, and the other. But it's a lie that they're being told. I'm probably in a whole lot of trouble, but I really don't care. I'm tired of these lies. That's why I broadcast, don't do the anti-terrorism stuff anymore. Programming, mind control, conditioning are subjects limited to science fiction. I've proven on my show many times, it's not limited to science fiction. Remember Illuminati member and actor Mel Gibson? Yeah, you heard me right. Conspiracy theory. Remember the movie? They throw it out at you. The word's got some kind of a negative connotation to those that understand this conspiracy. So they put it in movies, make you look like a nut. Like you're a killer because you, or you're talking about chemtrails. Oh, you're one of those supremacists, aren't you? You see, there's association going on here. Well, they can manipulate the stock market anytime they want. Insider trading? Insider trading on steroids. They do this as a matter of practice. They're protected, so they throw people up as arrest them and so forth as fall guys. Just to make it look like they're really doing something about it. It's a lie. The end game is quite simple. It's to take down the United States from within. The fifth column strategy I've talked about many times. But they know there's weapons out there. So they got to create less law enforcement, less military, to where you're subjugated to citizens under violence, and you won't help because you've run out of ammunition. People have died. You're in a state of disarray. So you want martial law, and they'll give it to you, but you must turn your weapons in. Oh. You got to take, you got to give up some rights so you can get some rights. Say what? Then they'll come out and they're going to double cross the subversives. They'll start killing the street gang members. They will not let them live. There's no way. The street gang members, it's in the tens of thousands, they don't know this yet. It's going to be a shock. So, family, this is being recorded. So if my sound has gone off, for those listening, I'll have an MP3 for you. You can go back and listen to it. But you know, in this country, we're barely a constitutional republic. It's a facade. The objective is to finish us off as a nation. The orchestrated balkanization. You can blame Nixon, Executive Order 11647, to balkanize our country and use illegal immigration, which goes back to FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, as part of a bigger quote. The smaller part of it is, quote, I'm going to infest. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. And then the quote goes on to talk about how he's going to declare martial law. Behind closed doors, March 4th, 1939. On my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I've got a timeline you can find there. March 4th, 1939, and read the whole quote. That gives you a summation of what they're really after. That quote was given to William G. Carr by Senator Lundeen around the late 40s, early 50s. Nixon balkanized America in preparation for his military takeover in 1972-74 that didn't happen. He signed Executive Order 11647, 11731, and 11495 to take over the functions of government by 1974 that didn't happen. He balkanized America as it is today. Today, it's under FEMA regional organization. They just transferred it to FEMA. The killing of our currency is coming in some way. To wipe out the middle class has always been planned. Two classes of people, royalty and those who's going to serve them. The destruction of our healthcare system, promoting eugenics and population reduction, using, you know, aluminum is what causes Alzheimer's. Aluminum, pots and pans, aluminum, Coca-Cola, aluminum, vaccinations, aluminum oxide in the chemtrails. But they want you to know today about the chemtrails. They want you to know about the Illuminati. That's why a lot of the talk shows are, and the so-called whistleblowers are telling you about the Illuminati. They want you to know about the Illuminati now. Don't be fooled. The reason they're exposing the Illuminati now is so when they have their little takeover, they say, we've defeated the Illuminati. We got them on the run. We're arresting this one and that one and over here and over there. It's just another Nuremberg lie. The dialectic is, if the bad ones have been arrested, the bankers have been taken out, which is coming, then the ones doing it must be good. No, they're not. Don't be fooled. It's called the dialectic. consolidation of power under the system, putting authority into the hand of the IRS, getting rid of the IRS, hooray, hooray, and putting on a digital tattoo on your arm. The eradication of civil liberties, martial law, as Rick Joyner said openly. He could say this on the air, and then he'd go after Al Sharpton. See, they're trying to divide. Al Sharpton's part of it. They're all part of it. They're playing their roles. You see what I mean? Freedom of speech be cut. Computer be system like Y2K all over again. That was supposed to have happened in 1999, by the way. It failed to happen. The right to bear arms for home protection. I saw this happen in Kosovo. They took away the arms of the Serbs, getting killed by the Albanians after 1999-2004. They wanted to confiscate all the weapons of the Serbs. It turned around. They want to start and cultivate a civil war, much worse than the first one, using the race and religion as a catalyst to tear the society apart, provide the excuse to implement more draconian measures against us. They're going to kill all the street gang members. They're going to die. They don't know that yet. They'll be used as a dialectic. So they're testing the ground up there in Brooklyn, Florida, Georgia, that a guy shooting just recently, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. See, now a lot of your shows are telling you about this stuff. And their role is to cause you fear. Family, have no fear. Trust in Jesus Christ. It's going to come down to that. They're trying to form it a fake and a false World War III. Everybody today says, oh, Russia doing this, Russia doing that. They got submarines off the coast. Family, they got Spetsnaz already positioned in America, for goodness sakes. What a joke. And they got Chinese already in America. Foreign trade zones is owned by the Chinese anyway, 290 of them. And they're worried about submarines off the coast. This is so silly, it's not even funny. That's not funny at all. It's silly. The average American said, oh, Russia, we're going to war with Russia. They let them come in a long time ago anyway. Florida police officer died on duty after getting shot and run over. Georgia man was killed yesterday after firing a hail of bullets at police neighbors. Now they say the one that killed the two cops was a Muslim, of course. MK Ultra. Then you had an ex-officer not charged in fatal Milwaukee shooting. You know, Richard Dawkins, Bill Mayer, the exploding new American secularism, those wackos, quote, we're putting an end to religion. And now they've taken a new tack on evolution. It's called now multiple mutational pathways in sequence. Oh, man. Evolution is evolution. Mutation means it's missing something and it's going to die. Mutations don't branch out and grow something else. Mutations die. They're trying everything in the world to get Jesus out of your heart. And the burnings of the churches and all that, they're trying to show that we're already past the tribulation. You're going to see a lot of these articles coming out. New York City Police Department Cop Union says, quote, we have become a wartime police department after two officers were slain. NWCP. New York PD officer executions, quote, show a need for sensible gun control. Hint, hint. Arresting officials in Florida who let gays get married. Obama will start World War III with Russia and China, America fighting proxy wars, government. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. World War III was planned in 1871 to be between Islam and Zionism. Obama, he got nothing to do with nothing. He does what he's told to do by the Vatican. He's a puppet like all the rest of them. Russia, China, and Obama, America, they all work together. The news make it seem like we're at odds with them. We're not. Will it start a war? Sure. An FBI warning, December 21st. Black prison gang is targeting white cops. The FBI controls the black prison gangs and the Black Panthers and the KKK under Christian identity. High level, FBI control them. Can you imagine being an FBI agent just getting into the FBI after Quantico? And you got this idea of being a, you know, crime fighter and all that sort of thing, and find out that your FBI head or a bunch of boobs and they're a bunch of secret society members hell bent to leather for Satan. That's quite an eye-opener for a young FBI agent. But he knows to keep quiet so his career won't be ruined. Same thing for young majors and lieutenant colonels that find out about the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and so forth. The evil behind it. Can you imagine? The awakening. FBI issued a warning Friday that Black Guerrilla Family Prison was plotting to attack white police officers in the state. Here it comes. You see? Helter Skelter amid a perfect storm. It's all orchestrated. Charles Manson's still behind it, coordinating with his cell phone. Not a lot of people know that. Aryan Nation out of prison comes on out there setting things up. It's going down, but we don't know when. It's when God allows it to happen. That's when. Family. I got a lot more to talk about tomorrow. A lot more of this to let you know what's really behind the scenes. They lose. They lose big. But family, you got to know that tribulation is coming. Eventually. Whether it's in the spring, whether it's in a week. I don't know. Family, don't let people put fear in you. Stand up strong. Trust in God, even in the bad, worst times. Because, family, they're doing all this because they have the fear, not you. Greater is he in you that's in the world. You remember that. Expose it for what it really is. And get ready for the return of the Lord in the right time. But tribulation must come. For all the reasons I've talked about. I'll let y'all know that John Kirkler at HighPointRadio.net, I appreciate the cooperation y'all have given him and working with him. I don't know the extent of it, but thank you. I just told by him that some of his sponsors are getting good reports from the broadcast, and I just say I thank you. He's living his dream of broadcasting. He likes our Bible studies, my Bible studies, and my broadcasting. And he plays them up on his network randomly. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. HighPointRadio.net. He's got sponsors there, so if you're in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you can use those sponsors. Give him a hand there. For me, he just plays randomly my broadcast of Bible studies. That's it. That's all I care about. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is watchmanforjesus. And I'm a watchman for Jesus. Who do you think you are? I'm a watchman for Jesus. Why? Because I choose to. It's a matter of choice. I'm nobody special. I just choose to. That's it. Well, family, we'll see you all then. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, broadcast. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will not be live. And then back live again Monday. So tomorrow will be live. After today, I hope so. Anyway, family, I'm not shy. And I don't hold much back. If I do hold back, it's because I didn't think of it. If my mind thinks it, I'm going to say it. I don't care if it's top secret, secret, or whatever it is. I don't care. God overrides all of it. The heck with top secret nonsense. Don't give a hoot. God rides over everything. There's nothing top secret. He shouldn't be told. It's all baloney. All they're trying to do is keep the truth away from you. So family, know that he's alive and he's coming back. Jesus Christ, that is. He is your salvation. He is the answer. And there are no others. No human. No organization. No country will change that. Only Jesus when he comes. Y'all have a good night and God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6. And hit the ground running. More of what we talk about, but some more stuff tomorrow. In more detail, I hope. So y'all have a good night and God bless. This is your watchman. Signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.